Rupert Murdoch is reported to be ramping up the pressure in his bid to get people to pay for online news content. News Corporation has held talks with Microsoft on a plan to remove News Corp's content from the search engine Google. Mr. Murdoch says Google and other internet sites are stealing stories from his newspapers. From Washington, John Shovelin reports.
Microsoft and Rupert Murdoch have joined forces against a common enemy. For months, Mr. Murdoch has been railing against the search engine Google, and Microsoft wants to transform its own puny search engine, Bing, into a true competitor to Google. The impetus for the discussions between Microsoft and News Corporation came from News Corp. The talks have arrived at a proposed deal that will likely attract the attention of antitrust lawyers. Under the agreement, Microsoft, with its available huge war chest to fight Google, would pay News Corporation to remove its content from the Google search index. That News Corporation content would then be available on Bing. Jeff Jarvis, associate professor and director of the New York School of Journalism and author of What Would Google Do, says the deal will achieve little for Mr. Murdoch and won't affect Google's dominance on the net.
You know, the newspaper industry is looking for enemies. It's looking for people to blame for their troubles when only they should blame themselves. They've had 15 years to figure out the future on the web, and they haven't. And so now they're desperate, and they're looking for someone to blame, and Google is the most convenient to blame because it's the most successful online.
What could they achieve, though, together?
A Microsoft News Corp deal would be, at most, a mosquito bite on an elephant's butt. It wouldn't be unnoticed. It wouldn't have any impact whatsoever on Google. A German company did a study of Google's search results with news publishers. They looked at the top news publishers who have more than 1,000 domains in Germany, and if they all pulled out, it would affect only 5% of the first page of Google search results. In the U.S., Bing, Microsoft search engine, has only 10% market share. Google has more than 60%. In the U.K., Google has more than 80% market share. So why would News Corp pull itself away from an important means of discovery of audience? Hitwise, a company in the U.S., did a study of the traffic that goes to WSJ.com, the Wall Street Journal, and found that 15% of people who land there on the web come right from Google, 12% right from Google News. Hitwise says that what WSJ would lose 25% of its traffic if it cut off Google.
Mr. Murdoch has already said readers will have to pay for his newspapers online. And after years of failing to establish itself as a search engine provider, Microsoft has said that the company is prepared to spend heavily for many years to come to build Bing into a real competitor to Google. John Shovelin, Washington.